It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers have their annual July 3rd fireworks extravaganza here at Cheney Stadium. But before all that, we've got a AAA baseball game to play here. The Tacoma Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees. Final game of this six-game series. Rainiers trying to win the series. Tacoma has won three of the first five. They won three of the first four, but Salt Lake was able to win game five yesterday. So the Bees are trying to get a split. The Rainiers are trying to win this series and end a string of four straight six-game series that they have played that have all been splits. The Rainiers are 40-40 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is going to start right-hander Jose Rodriguez today. Rodriguez 1-5 with a 6.36 ERA. He'll be opposed by the Salt Lake left-hander Jake Kalish, who is 4-6 with a 7.73 ERA. Kalish making the start for Salt Lake. He had one of his best starts of the year against Tacoma back in early May in Salt Lake City. So the lefty Kalish on the hill for Salt Lake and the right-hander Jose Rodriguez on the hill for the Rainiers. Yesterday, Salt Lake won 7-2. They had 13 hits. The Rainiers' bats were limited, really, for the first time in a while. Just six hits yesterday for Tacoma. They did hit a homer. Brian O'Keefe, a two-run shot. The Rainiers have hit at least one home run in 11 consecutive games. We'll see if that streak can continue here tonight. Well, for the first time in a while, we've got a handful of roster moves, so let's get caught up on all of that when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Tacoma hosting Salt Lake tonight in front of the sold-out crowd here at Cheney Stadium for our July 3rd game. Rainiers will be on the road tomorrow at Reno. Tomorrow night's game starts at 6:35. We'll have the broadcast for you right here. And that'll be a six-game road trip to Reno. Tacoma's next home game is not till after the All-Star break, Friday, July 14th. First game after the break, Round Rock will be in town. Well, roster moves, we had a bunch of them. These are all of the positive variety. The Mariners calling people up left and right. They have called up Darren McCacken and Matt Festa from the Rainiers as the M's had to place Bryce Miller on the injured list. And don't know who's going to start for Miller yet, but for now they've called up Festa and Darren McCacken, both to be used as relievers for now. Well, Festa for sure, and McCacken in all likelihood will relieve as well. And they traded Trevor Gott and Chris Flexen to the New York Mets today for a AAA left-handed reliever named Zach Muckenhorn. And Muckenhorn is going to join the Rainiers during the Reno road trip that starts tomorrow. He had a 0.88 ERA for Syracuse this year in over 30 innings. So Muckenhorn, a lefty, to join the Rainiers on the upcoming road trip. Also, the recently claimed utility infielder Mark Mathias is going to join the Rainiers in Reno as well. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when we come back right after this.
wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 39-40 on the year. They're the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Keith Johnson. Leading off playing center field is Jordan Adams. Batting second, designated hitter Trey Cabbage. Hitting third, the right fielder Joe Adell. In the cleanup spot is second baseman Daniel Murphy. Kevin Padlo bats fifth. He's at third base. Hitting sixth is the first baseman, Jared Walsh. Levon Soto will bat seventh. He's at shortstop. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Chris Oakey. And batting ninth, left fielder, Brett Phillips. On the mound for Salt Lake is the lefty, Jake Kalish. He's 4-6 with a 7.73 ERA. Well, the Red Deers are 40-40. The Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off is Sam Haggerty. He's at third base today. Batting second is left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the shortstop Didi Gregorius. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Jake Shiner bats fifth. He's at first base. Hitting sixth is center fielder Adam Engel. Batting seventh, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting eighth, doing the catching is Pedro Severino. And batting ninth, second baseman Mason McCoy. On the mound, Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 1-5 with a 6.36 ERA. Our umpires, Alex McKay, the crew chief, has the plate. Ben Phillips is at first base, and Takahito Matsuda is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake in the final game of this six-game series. Red Deers trying to win in front of the big crowd here on July 3rd at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees. Jose Rodriguez on the mound for the Red Ears today. And he's wrapping up his warm-up pitches right now. Red Ears wearing their classic home whites for the big July 3rd game here at Cheney Stadium. We've got just more postcard-perfect weather here at Tacoma with blue skies everywhere, a little breeze blowing in from center field. Good conditions for skydiving, apparently. Four skydivers landed on the field here about 20 minutes ago. One of them bringing down a giant American flag as part of the pregame ceremony today. Here's the first pitch of the game from Jose Rodriguez to Jordan Adams, and it's fouled away, and we are underway. 78 degrees, the game time temperature. Adams hitting 256 with a dozen homers. He had four hits here last night. And the pitch is fastball low and away, 1-1. It was actually yesterday afternoon. We had a day game yesterday. Salt Lake won yesterday 7-2. Well, we already have a challenge there. This pitch has been challenged. And so second pitch of the game was inside. And so it is indeed a ball. So the Red Ears just lost a challenge right away, right out of the gate, and are down to two. Doing the challenge system today. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. The first baseman is over, that's Shiner today, but this ball's out of play. 1-2 the count to Jordan Adams. Jose Rodriguez looking for a bounce-back outing. He started the first game of this series on Wednesday against Salt Lake and was knocked out in the fourth inning. Allowed three runs in the first and then settled down for a couple innings before coming out in the fourth. This next pitch is up and in for a ball, 2-2. Rodriguez was on a run of solid starts for the Red Ears back in May, but then he landed on the injured list for a bit. As now the 2-2 is up high for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. He's trying to regain that form from earlier this year. Got called up to the Mariners briefly earlier this season. Here's his 3-2 pitch to Adams, and it is swung on and fouled back. Rodriguez, 27-year-old righty from Venezuela. First year in the Mariners system. He's working with catcher Pedro Severino. Now the 3-2 is on its way, and it's a swing and a foul out of play. Right here's infield defense. Definitely a different look today with Shiner at first, McCoy at second, and Gregorius at short, and Haggerty at third. Outfield is Marlowe in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. 3-2 again is a called strike three, and down goes Jordan Adams, and one man is gone in the top of the first inning. Rodriguez strikes out Adams looking. And now Trey Cabbage will be the batter. Cabbage hitting 293, tied for the league lead with 22 homers, tied with his own teammate Joe Adell, who is on deck right now. And the pitch to Cabbage is inside for a ball, 1-0. Bees wearing their yellow jerseys, their Bumblebees jerseys, with the gray pants. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Every team in the league is home on either July 3rd or July 4th. The Red Ears always home on the 3rd. That's what is preferred for Tacoma. It's now the 1-1 is hit in the air down the left field line. Slicing, it goes foul in the corner. And that's simply a strike, 1-2 to Cabbage. So the Bees will be returning home to Salt Lake City tomorrow. They're going to host Sacramento. Tacoma's flying to Reno very early in the morning to be the opponent for the Reno Aces July 4th game. One ball, two strikes to Cabbage. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Down goes Trey Cabbage, and that's the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the contest for Jose Rodriguez. He got Jordan Adams looking and Trey Cabbage swinging. Nice changeup there from Jose Rodriguez to get the whiff. Now Joe Adell is the batter, the other co-home run leader in this league, hitting .268 with 22 homers. .943 OPS, right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Rodriguez is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. It's swung on, and that's stung to right field. It's deep and back and over the top of the wall. An opposite field line drive home run for Joe Adell, his league-leading 23rd of the season. And the Bees take a 1-0 lead at the top of the first. So Adell stings one to the opposite field. A line shot. It was certainly hit long enough to get over the fence. The question was, or long enough to get out of here. The question was, would it be high enough to get over the top of the fence? And that proved to be the case, as it did clear the top of the wall. So Adell puts a run on the scoreboard with one swing of the bat, and now Daniel Murphy is the hitter. Longtime Major League veteran making a comeback bid with the Angels organization. He bounces a foul on the first base side. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And this is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Murphy in conversation with the plate umpire about the strike call there. 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And Rodriguez with a pitch that's tapped foul by Murphy, and he stays alive. Rodriguez went to the changeup there to try to get Murphy. It worked with Cabbage. He struck out Cabbage with that pitch, but Murphy was able to get a piece of it. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Murphy, and that closes out the inning. Rodriguez froze him with his slider. So three strikeouts for Rodriguez, but Salt Lake is on the board, having had a homer hit by Joe Adell. One run on one hit. No errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Salt Lake gets a run at the top of the first on Joe Adell's homer. And now the Red Hares come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty is the Red Hares' leadoff man tonight. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed against the lefty, Jake Kalish. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Haggerty in his 14th game since joining the Red Hares, hitting .216 with a .310 on base percentage. Now the 1-0 coming from Kalish, and it is inside for a ball. Kalish making his 13th start and 17th appearance for Salt Lake this year. He's 4-6 with a 7.73 ERA. The next pitch to Haggerty's outside, ball three. And Kalish has walked 29 hitters in 68 and two-thirds innings this year and has allowed 14 homers. 53 strikeouts. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, 3-1. Kalish, though, had arguably his best start of the year against the Red Hares May 5th at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. 3-1 to Haggerty is swung on and driven towards left center field, towards the alley. Back it goes, and it's gone. We're tied. Sam Haggerty lines one out of here to left center field. His second home run of the year for Tacoma. And we are even just like that. It's 1-1. Haggerty put a charge into this to left center. Kalish seemed to know it was trouble immediately. And Haggerty evens the score. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball up and in, ball one. Marlowe hitting .256 with 9 homers. Has an 8-game hitting streak coming into play today. With 5 homers during the 8-game hitting streak, he's been on a power surge recently. So there's a foul. Speaking of power surges, with Haggerty going deep there, the Red Hares have now hit at least one homer in 12 straight games. And they had multiple homers in 9 of them. Maybe this will be the 10th with multiple homers. We'll have to see. One ball, one strike to Marlowe. Next pitch coming, and it is a swing and a roller up the third baseline. This is a fair ball. Kalish picks it up, throws to first, too late. And Marlowe is on with an infield single. This ball had spin on it. It actually was in foul territory for a moment. It spun back into fair territory. And Marlowe, with the infield hit, is aboard. 9-game hitting streak for him now, and D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. Gregorius in his 4th game since joining the Red Hares, and he takes a strike from Kalish. Gregorius just signed from the team in the Mexican League, Algodoneros de Union Laguna. Played in the big leagues with the Phillies last year, was let go by them in August, and back in affiliated ball now. Here's a foul out of play on the third base side. 0-2 to Gregorius. In the Mexican League, Gregorius had 2 former Red Hares who were teammates with him. One from just last year, Jonathan Villar, who was an infielder for the Red Hares last year. Guy with a lot of big league time like Gregorius. So there's one outside now, 1-2. They were teammates in the Mexican League just a couple weeks ago. And another ex-Rainier was on that team too, Luis Sardinas, who was with the Rainiers several years ago, also an infielder. 1-1 pitch coming to Gregorius, and it swung on and tapped foul, and the count goes to 1-2. So So one ball, two strikes to D.D. Gregorius. And the next pitch with the runner going is up high and off the mitt of Oki, and no throw down to second base. As a result, Marlowe steals second base, his 19th steal of the year. Count now even here, 2-2. This pitch was way up high, and Marlowe gets credited with a steal because he was moving on the pitch, not after it got past the catcher. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. We're tied up 1-1 in the first inning here at Tacoma. Each team has hit a solo homer so far. Joe Adell for Salt Lake and Sam Haggerty for Tacoma. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Gregorius. And the pitch is low. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff on its way from Kalish. And it is swung on and sprayed the other way, and it gets into left field, a base hit. Marlowe's being waved around third. Phillips is throw to the plate is on time, and the tag applied by Chris Oki, and there's the first out of the inning. Gregorius singles to left field, but Cade Marlowe thrown out at the plate by Brett Phillips, always known as an excellent defensive outfielder, and he just fired a one-hopper right on the money to Oki, who easily applied the tag on Marlowe for the first out. So one out and a runner at first base for Taylor Trammell. Trammell batting in the cleanup spot today, hitting .288 with 10 homers, 23 runs batted in 32 AAA games this year. Now Kalish with the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Kalish is set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes to Trammell. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. Count moves to 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, and that evens up the count, 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And that's the second out of the inning. Trammell retired by Kalish, two men are gone. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner. Hitting .283 with 20 homers, 67 runs batted in, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball that runs inside, ball one. Want to know the count to Shiner. And the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike. Shiner's hit a couple of homers during this series against Salt Lake, both of them opposite field shots. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming from Kalish. And it is a swing and a drive down the left field line. He hooked it, and it goes foul. And Shiner now behind in the count. 1-2. Shiner just having a tremendous first Triple-A season. Now the next pitch swung on and tapped towards short, and it's scooped up there by Soto. His throw to first is in time to get Shiner, and that is the final out in the bottom of the first. Well, the Red Deer score a run. They had a homer by Haggerty. They also had a runner thrown out at the plate. One run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are tied up 1-1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One-one tie after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. We now go to the second. Kevin Padlo leads things off for the Bees. He'll be followed by Jared Walsh and Levon Soto. Padlo, right-hand hitter, and he was with the Red Deers last year, among other teams. And the first pitch from Rodriguez is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Padlo hitting .263 for Salt Lake in 34 games with 7 homers. .385 on base percentage. 0-1 from Rodriguez is a fastball outside. 1-1. In the first inning, Rodriguez faced 4 batters. He struck out 3 of them and allowed a homer to the other one. 1-1 pitch. Down low. 2-1. Wind really kind of gusting in from center field right now, and yet we've already seen each team hit a homer in this game. 2-1 pitch, inside, 3. Coming, and it is inside, 4, a leadoff walk. Padlo will head down to first base. So he's aboard to get things started for the Bees in the second inning, and now Jared Walsh will be the batter. Left-hand hitting first baseman Walsh finds himself option to Triple-A Salt Lake. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Walsh 1-for-8 at the plate since being optioned by the Angels. Well, Now the 0-1 pitch is pulled foul down the first baseline. Count goes to 0-2. Another great night at Cheney Stadium. Beautiful ballpark built here in 1960. Fan up there on, they used to call it Tightwad Hill back in the day. Beyond the right field fence. So now here's a swing and a foul back by Walsh. Back before Foss High School was built, when this stadium was originally constructed in 1960, there was no high school over there. And fans used to collect on that hill, quite a few of them, and watch the game, without having purchased a ticket. Which actually sounds all right to me. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball. 2-2 to Walsh. So an even count, 2-2 to Walsh. Padlo at first, he's being held on by Shiner. Now a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in is Padlo. This ballpark renovated after the 2010 season. Here comes the 2-2 from Rodriguez. And there's a slider that just misses low, ball three. So full count, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is up high, ball four. So back-to-back walks start the second inning. Padlo to second and Walsh to first. And now Levon Soto will come to the plate. Soto, left-hand hitter. Hitting 172 in 16 games for Salt Lake. Shows bunt, bunts it on the third base side, and it goes foul. There's strike one. One pitch again showing bunt is Soto. He bunts it on one hop back to Rodriguez, who looks at third but decides to get the sure out at first base, and he throws out Soto. And that's out number one here in the top of the second inning. So a sacrifice bunt, a rare sight in the Pacific Coast League. And the runners move up. Runners at second and third with one out for Chris Oakey. Rainiers will bring the infield in. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Oakey. Next delivery outside for a ball, 1-1. Or 2-0, pardon me, the correct count. Two balls, no strikes to Oakey. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one with a slider from Jose Rodriguez. Two-one pitch coming. And it's a fastball outside, ball three. 93-mile-per-hour heater from Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a change. Count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third with one out. Rodriguez would love a strikeout here. The payoff pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 again is hit in the air, foul out of play. Oki fouling off a fastball. So still three balls, two strikes to Chris Oki with Padlo at third and Walsh at second. Now the payoff is high ball four. He lost him, and the bases are loaded on three walks here in the top of the second inning. Now Brett Phillips is the batter. Trip to the mound by Jairo Cuevas, the Rainiers pitching coach, is going to go talk things over with Rodriguez. So they'll have a chat out there. Rodriguez didn't walk anyone in the first, had good control, and then here in the second inning, things have been different. Plate umpire moving out there to go break up the conversation. Well, here we go. Bases loaded. One out for Brett Phillips. And the pitch to the left-hand hitter is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Phillips in his 25th game for Salt Lake tonight, hitting 198 with a homer. But he's been hot recently with a nine-game hitting streak entering play today. Now the 0-1. Up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. One coming from Rodriguez. Swung on, grounded through the right side and into right field, a base hit. Padlo scores. Walsh will stop at third base. It's an RBI single for Phillips, and Salt Lake has the lead 2-1. So Brett Phillips grounds a single into right. And now Jordan Adams will be the batter. Still only one out in this inning. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch coming, and this one is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. And that was just challenged by Jordan Adams. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system and see what it has to say. And he was right. It was outside. So it's a 2-0 count. Salt Lake wins the challenge. Now the pitch from Rodriguez is swung on and fouled away. And the count moves to 2-1. Sure there are lots of folks on hand tonight seeing the challenge system for their first time. So now the 2-1 pitch is swung on and pulled to short off the glove of Gregorius, and it bounces into center field. Walsh scores. Oakey's going to score. Stopping at second is Phillips. Aboard at first is Jordan Adams, and it is 4-1. Thought this was going to be a double play, and instead two runs score as the ball went off the glove of Gregorius, who is being charged with an error. Adams will get credited with one RBI, although two runs score on the play. Phillips stopping at second. Here's the pitch to Trey Cabbage, and he swings and misses. There's strike one. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. And this pitch is up high for a ball, one and two. And now pitch inside and counts even, two and two. Now swinging a little bouncer to the right side, slowly hit McCoy, shovels it to second for one. Relay to first is not in time. But the Red Ears do get the force out at second base on Jordan Adams. McCoy fielded this and then flipped it with the glove to Gregorius for the force out at second. Very flashy play there by Mason McCoy. Runners at the corners now with two outs for Joe Adell, who homered last inning. Adell's homer, a line shot to right, his league-leading 23rd of the year. And he takes the slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the runner from first takes off. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second base, and Cabbage gets hung up. So now the Red Ears throw to third, and they have tagged out Phillips, who broke several steps towards the plate and then tried to return to third. But he is tagged out by Haggerty for the final out in the top of the second inning. So Phillips thrown out 2-4-5 on that play to wrap up the top of the second inning. But three runs score the inning for Salt Lake on one hit. There was a Tacoma error and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1. The pitch to Adam Engel leading off the inning is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Jake Kalish on the hill for Salt Lake. Engel, right-hand hitting outfielder who's playing center today. The 0-1 is taken outside for a ball. Engel hitting 309 in 25 games for the Red Ears with a couple of homers. Spent parts of 5 years in the majors with the White Sox. He takes inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. So an even count, 2-2. Now the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. And Engel has worked a full count. So here comes the 3-2, and it is swung on, grounded to third, and that's fielded by Padlow, and he slings it to first for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the second inning. Engel grounds out to third base, and now Zach Deloach will be the bat. 4-1 Salt Lake at the bottom of the second inning. The Red Ears overcame early deficits in both Friday and Wednesday's games. This past week against Salt Lake. See if they could do it again today in the series finale. Pitch to Zach Deloach is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Deloach hitting 289 with 10 homers, 397 on base percentage. And the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Deloach. Next pitch from Kalish is outside for a ball. Kalish grew up in New Jersey and went to George Mason University before being drafted by originally Kansas City. Pitch to Deloach is drilled to right, and backing up is Adele, and he makes the catch. A step in front of the warning track, and there is out number two in the bottom of the second inning. Deloach has had the homer stroke going recently with five homers in his last 10 games, and this one looked good coming off the bat, but didn't travel all that far. Caught a step in front of the warning track. So two down for Pedro Severino. The Rainiers catcher, right-hand batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball down low. And the 1-0 is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now breaking ball over for a called strike. So 2-1 the count to Pedro Severino. And there's a slider down and in. 3-1. On deck is Mason McCoy. Three-one pitch is high ball four. Severino draws the walk with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. First walk issued by Kalish tonight. And now Mason McCoy comes to the plate. And McCoy's hitting .248 with nine homers on the year, .755 on base percentage. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, down and in. Two balls, one strike to McCoy. Second year Rainiers infielder from the state of Iowa. McCoy out ahead of the count. Two balls, one strike. Kalish to the plate, and it's a swing and a high fly ball to left field, not deep. Phillips lining it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So the Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the third. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Four to one is our score. Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Jose Rodriguez to face Joe Adell, who was at the plate in the second when the final out was recorded on the bases on a double steal attempt that did not work for Salt Lake. As here's a first pitch foul tip by Adell. That's strike one. Adele Hallbert in the first. One for one in this game. And now Rodriguez is set. Oh, one pitch on its way. Swung on and bounced to the left side. And it gets through and into left field. A base hit for Joe Adele. His second hit of the night. Chops a single through the left side of the diamond. Third hit of the game for Salt Lake. And now Daniel Murphy will be the batter. Murphy, left-hand hitter, struck out looking earlier. He's 0 for 1. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Next delivery, line to the other way, and that's a fair ball going down the line. Should be possible extra bases. Adele's on his way to third, and he will stop at third. And stopping at second is Murphy, because apparently the ball got out of play down the left field line, and it's a ground rule double. So Murphy hit this ball down the left field line, and it got lodged, I guess, under the fence over there. As the left fielder Marlowe was saying, hey, it's stuck, he eventually dug it out, and the umpires ruled it an automatic double. So a double for Daniel Murphy. And runners are at second and third. And the pitch to Padlo is foul, tipped at the plate. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And there's strike two. Rainiers have the infield in again. Rodriguez is ready. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and that'll be a souvenir. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 coming from Rodriguez is high for a ball. Now the 1-2 down low. Padlo laying off that off-speed pitch. So two balls, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is a called strike three, and that is the first out of the inning, and a big one there for Rodriguez with runners at second and third. He freezes Padlo with a heater. And now Jared Walsh is the batter. Walsh, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the infield still in, and the pitch is fouled away. There's strike two. So Rodriguez ahead of Walsh, no balls and two strikes. And again, in a situation where he could really use a strikeout. O-2 pitch coming, and now time called. A pitch clock violation has been called on Rodriguez. The umpire called time, stepped out, and indicated that the pitch clock had expired. That's a ball, so it's one ball, two strikes now to Walsh. And Rodriguez is ready. And the pitch is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the next pitch on its way. And it is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it's outside, ball three. First base is open. It's three balls, two strikes to Walsh with Adell at third and Murphy at second. Now time called. The Rainiers catcher Severino is going to go talk to Rodriguez for a moment. Big pitch right here. I mean, a walk doesn't really hurt you that much. It sets up the possibility of a double play and first base is open. But you've got a chance to get a strikeout here. And that, of course, would be the ideal result. Keep the runners frozen where they are. All right, here we go. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high ball four. So Walsh draws the walk, and the bases are loaded with one out. Now Levon Soto is the batter. Fourth walk issued by Rodriguez in just 2 1/3 innings tonight. Soto laid down a sacrifice bunt earlier. His only plate appearance so far. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. 1-0 to Soto. Rainier's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. Next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Rodriguez has had a knack for getting double play grounders this year. Leads the team by far in inducing double play grounders, 15 of them when he's on the mound. But he's behind in the count, 2-0, and the pitch is drilled towards right. On the run is Deloach, but he won't get this. It's going to take a bounce and hit the fence. Adell has scored. Murphy's crossing the plate now. On his way in is Walsh. The throw to the plate is not in time, and it gets away from the catcher. And now breaking to third, and advancing there is Soto. He clears the bases, and the Bees lead 7-1. So Adell, Murphy, and Walsh all score. And then Soto gets credited with a double, and he ends up taking third on a throwing error by the Red Ears second baseman, Mason McCoy. So Soto really opens it up with that hit. And the infield is still in now, and the pitch to Chris Oakey is fouled off. And the Rainiers have bullpen activity going, as you might imagine. 0-1 pitch, swung on and lined. That's into left field, a base hit, and trotting in and scoring is Soto. Oakey with the RBI single. It is 8-1. Salt Lake is just pouring it on here. And now Brett Phillips will be the batter. He singled and drove in a run in the second, 1-for-1 today. Now the Rainiers pitching coach Jairo Cuevas is going to the mound, really just to buy time for Ryder Ryan, who is warming up in the bullpen. Gives me a chance to refresh the news that if you missed the pregame show, the Mariners today called up Darren McCacken, who was slated to start for the Red Ears tomorrow in Reno. They also called up Matt Festa. They had openings because they traded Chris Flexen and Trevor Gott to the New York Mets for AAA left-handed reliever Zach Muckenhorn. Muckenhorn's going to join the Rainiers this week. They also had to place Bryce Miller on the injured list with his blister. Well, here's the pitch to Brett Phillips, and it's bounced foul on the first base side. There's strike one. Rainiers are going to activate Connor Wade from the injured list, and he will make the start tomorrow in Reno. Now the 0-1 pitch coming. And it's inside for a ball, 1-1. Next delivery is inside for a ball. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is down and in, ball three. And the 3-1 is in there for a called strike. Full count now to Phillips, three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Backing up is DeLoach, but he's there to make the catch, and there's the second down in the top of the third inning. So Phillips flies to right, two down. And now Jordan Adams will be the batter. Adams reached on an error his last time up. He's 0 for 2. Now the pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Next pitch is going to miss for a ball. One ball, one strike to Adams. The leadoff man for the Bees, who's taking his third at bat in the third inning. And he swings and fouls one off. And it's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, and a runner at first base. And the pitch is swung on and tapped towards third. Charged and scooped by Haggerty. His throw to first gets past the first baseman. And going to third is Oki. Stopping at first is the batter Adams because he ran through the bag trying to leg it out. And runners are at the quarters with two outs for Trey Cabbage. And that'll do it for Jose Rodriguez. John Russell's on his way to the mound. And he is going to bring in a reliever here to try to put an end to the top of the third inning. That ball Adams hit was scored an infield single and a throwing error charge to the third baseman Haggerty that enabled Oki to advance to third base. Runners at first and third with two down for Trey Cabbage. We'll take a break for this pitching change. It's Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We're at the top of the third. It is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 1. Not the performance the Red Ears have wanted to have so far in front of the biggest crowd of the year here at Cheney Stadium. They've already tied their season high for errors in a game with three, and we're only in the third inning. And four walks issued and a huge deficit early in the game and into the bullpen in the third. Ryder Ryan on the mound, and he'll face Trey Cabbage with two on, and Cabbage blasts the first pitch high and deep to right field, and that is gone for his 23rd homer of the year. A three-run shot. He just retied his teammate Joe Adell for the league lead, and it's 11-1 Salt Lake. My goodness, first pitch that Ryder Ryan throws gets belted out of here for a three-run shot. And it has been that kind of game so far for the Red Ears. Cabbage up to 23 homers, 62 runs batted in on the year. So Ryan now will work on Joe Adell, who led off this inning with a single. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, swung on and foul tipped at the plate. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is low and away for a ball. Two-one pitch, called a strike. 2-2. Ryan, 3-2, 3.99 ERA entering play today. That was only the third time he's allowed a homer this season. Now stepping out for a moment is Adell. So two balls, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is a slider outside. Full count, 3-2. Now the 3-2 coming, and it is swung on and fouled off. Still three balls, two strikes. Again, the 3-2 is outside. Ball four, and Adele draws a walk, and the inning continues. Daniel Murphy now the 11th batter to come to the plate for Salt Lake here in the top of the third inning. Murphy's 1-for-2 with a double so far in this one. Salt Lake has tied its biggest inning of the year. As now a swing and a foul tip for strike one. Now a swing and a fly to right field. This is in the ballpark. Deloach is under it and he makes the catch and the inning is over. But seven runs score for Salt Lake. As they sent 11 batters to the plate, they had six hits. There were two Tacoma errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning. Salt Lake leading the Red Ears 11-1. Sam Haggerty's homer in the first inning that led off the bottom of the first. The only Red Ears run so far. He's up now, and he hits the first pitch in the air to center, and it's caught by Jordan Adams. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the third. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Jake Kalish on the hill for Salt Lake. He's got all kinds of run support. Marlowe standing in, looking out towards the lefty. He had an infield single earlier, and he takes a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Now the 1-0 coming. And there's a swing and a little looper hit to short, and it's caught by Levon Soto. Backpedaling a step or two, and two men are gone at the bottom of the third. Marlowe is retired, and now D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. Gregorius singled to left his first time up. He's 1-for-1. Rainiers opened the game with three straight hits, a homer, a single, and a single in the bottom of the first inning, and haven't had a hit since then. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Gregorius. Oh-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-1 now to Gregorius. And this one hits him, a breaking ball from Kalish, and actually a changeup, and it hit Gregorius in the back as he turned away from it. So Taylor Trammell will bat with a man on. Trammell struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a breaking ball that's called a strike. Next pitch misses up high. Here comes the 1-1, and it is a swing and a foul tip, and the count moves to 1-2. Time called now. And the 1-2 is on its way, and it's a slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. And Trammell swings and misses at a breaking ball, strike three, and that closes out the bottom of the third inning. Trammell goes down swinging. So the Red Ears do not score in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We head to the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Salt Lake. 11, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B, but these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the fourth inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. Yep, that's our score tonight after three innings. Bees will send Kevin Padlow, Jared Walsh, and Levon Soto to the plate here at the top of the fourth inning to face the reliever for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan. Padlow has walked and struck out so far. He has scored a run, right-hand hitter. And Ryan with his pitch, and it is a slider called a strike, going 1 the count. Ryan just trying to give the Red Ears a couple of innings of quality relief here. Now the 0-1 fouled off at the plate, and there's strike 2. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League last night. That was a lopsided game in Albuquerque. My goodness. Albuquerque beat El Paso last night 20-2. Now the 0-2 to Padlo is a called strike three, but he's going to challenge with a 10-run lead because why not? And so he's challenging the umpire's call, and we're going to go to the automated ball strike system. And, lost the challenge on an 0-2 pitch with a 10-run lead in the fourth inning, Kevin Padlo. So there's the first out here at the top of the fourth inning. And now Jared Walsh will be the batter. Walsh has walked twice and scored two runs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. He deserved to lose the challenge for challenging in that situation. Now the 0-1 coming. And it is taken down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. So, yeah, Albuquerque hung 20 on the board last night at Isotopes Park. They did it on 22 hits, only three of which were homers. So here's a swing and a liner towards left, and over to reach up and make the catch is Marlowe. And there's the second out at the top of the fourth inning. Walsh lines out to left. And now Levon Soto will be the hitter. The Albuquerque first baseman, Jonathan Morales, who's actually a catcher, but he was in the lineup at first base yesterday, he hit for the cycle. And there were some very interesting aspects to his cycle last night. As here's a swing and a bouncer foul by Soto. Morales was 5-for-5 in the game. He got the cycle with his first four hits in order. They call that a natural cycle. He went single, double, triple, homer in his first four at-bats. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike. 0-2. And Morales finished the game. He added another single and was 5-for-5 with seven runs batted in. He was a very unlikely candidate to hit for the cycle because the triple that he hit was only the second of his professional career. 0-2 pitch down low for a ball. He had hit one other triple in 2018 when he was in Double A. That's it. He's a slow-footed catcher. I haven't seen video of it. I wonder where the triple went. They don't have the hill in Albuquerque anymore. That would have helped. 1-2 pitch outside for a ball. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Soto. And the pitch is high and outside, ball three. Also in that Albuquerque uprising yesterday, Michael Tolia, the Gig Harbor product for Albuquerque, he hit his 16th homer and drove in three. He has 59 runs batted in now on the year. 3-2 pitch, high and away, ball four, a two-out walk. Sixth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Chris Oakey is the batter.
The catcher, number 26, Chris Oakey.
While Morales was hitting for the cycle and Albuquerque was scoring 20 runs, their pitcher, Phillips Valdez, who used to be with the Rainiers for part of last year, he tossed five no-hit innings. Here's a swing and a big one-hopper to third. Haggerty has it. He throws the short way to second base for the force out on Soto. And that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. The Rainiers pitch a scoreless inning for the first time today. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. Right, here's we'll send Jake Shiner, Adam Engel, and Zach Deloach to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shiner, the batter. He grounded out to shortstop earlier. Jake Kalish, the lefty on the hill, and his pitch is in at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. He's talking about some of the results from around the league last night. Oklahoma City was a winner, 8-2 at Sugarland. As Shiner drives one towards right center into the alley, on the move is Phillips, and he reaches down and makes a nice running catch. That's Adams, pardon me, Jordan Adams in center field today. Just kind of gliding into the alleyway, and he reached down sort of knee high and caught this to take extra bases from Shiner. Adams made it look easy. So one away, and now Engel is the batter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Strike one. Oklahoma City last night had two homers from Ryan Ward and a nice start by Matt Andrews at Sugarland. Oklahoma City and Albuquerque both 4-1 in the second half. Oklahoma City won the first half title and clinched a playoff spot. She pitches up high for a ball. Sacramento topped Reno yesterday 3-2. Sacramento getting five scoreless innings from right-hander Kai Wei Teng. As here's a swing and a miss by Engel, 1-2. Kai Wei Teng for Sacramento, recently promoted from Double A's, a 6'4" right-hander from Taiwan. He went five scoreless with seven strikeouts yesterday for the Giants Triple A club. 1-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. That's strike three. And Engel has struck out. Two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number three for Kalish, and now Zach Deloach is the bat. And one other game yesterday, Round Rock hammered Las Vegas 13-2 as Sam Huff had three hits, including two homers, and one of his homers was a grand slam, and the Round Rock catcher drove in seven runs. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. So Huff for Round Rock and Morales for Albuquerque each had seven RBIs in one game last night at the PCL. Oh, and one, the count to Deloach. And the pitch is a swing and a liner caught at first base by Jared Walsh. It was hit right to him. And that's the final out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. And we will move on to the fifth. It's all B's, 11-1 over Tacoma.
One of the nation's nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the fifth inning. 11-1, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. Ryder Ryan pitched a scoreless fourth inning. He'll try to do the same here in the fifth. He'll face Brett Phillips, Jordan Adams, and Trey Cabbage. Phillips is 1-for-2 with a single so far, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Big crowd on hand here at Cheney Stadium. Sold out to Cheney Stadium tonight with a massive fireworks show coming up after the game. Now the 1-0 pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch misses ball three. 3-0. And the next pitch coming, and this is in there for a called strike. It's 3-1. Everyone delivery is a called strike at the knees. And it's a full count, 3-2. Now Ryan with his payoff pitch, and it swung on and hit sharply to the right side off the glove of McCoy. And it deflects into shallow center field, and that'll be a single for Brett Phillips. McCoy took a step or two to his right and laid out with a dive and had it go off his glove. So Phillips with his second hit of the game. And now Jordan Adams will be the batter. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Next pitch in for a called strike. Conversation with the plate umpire, Alex McKay. Now we're ready. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled away. 1-2. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Ryan gets him. And that's his second strikeout. One away. And now Trey Cabbage will be the batter. Cabbage hit Ryan's first pitch upon entering the game for a three-run homer, and this time he swings at the first pitch and misses for strike one. Now the 0-1 outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch is popped up on the infield, and calling for it is Shiner and the catcher, and it's Severino who makes the catch with Shiner standing right behind him, and two men are out in the top of the fifth inning. This was hit straight up in the air at home plate. Severino at first didn't see it, but then he found it. Shiner had come charging in, and they're both standing there in foul ground just to the left of home plate, and Shiner caught it. Severino caught it with the Shiner standing literally on top, right behind him. So two men are out of the fifth, and here's Joe Adell, and the pitch to Adell is low and away for a ball. Adell has homered, singled, and walked so far. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped. One ball, one strike to Adell. Now the pitch is a slider away. Adell started to go after it, and he did go after it, says the first base umpire on appeal. So that's strike two, 1-2 now. Now the pitch is low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Mariners playing down in San Francisco to start a three-game series tonight. They trailed 2-1 in the fifth inning. Giants have been hot for an extended stretch. This is a tough road trip for the M's with the three games in San Francisco and then four at Houston. The Astros have been picking things up lately. Two balls, two strikes to Adell. And the pitch from Ryan is down low, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch with a runner going is bounced foul on the third base side. Still a full count, 3-2. So 3-2 still to Adell. And again, Phillips will be off with the pitch, and it's swung on and foul tipped at the plate. And it is still three balls, two strikes. Fans trying to start the wave. Right in front of my booth is the leader of the wave starters. Here's a swing and a one-hopper back to the hill. Ryan has it, and he tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over. No runs for Salt Lake at the top of the fifth. They had a hit and one runner left on. We are halfway through it, middle of the fifth. It's Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Bees as they bring in left-hander Jonathan Diaz to take over. Jake Kalish with a strong outing. Went four innings, allowed three hits and one run. Walked one, struck out three. He's thrown really well against the Rainiers this year. Diaz with his pitch to Pedro Severino, and it's in there for a called strike. Diaz is in his 26th game for Salt Lake, 5-0 with a 3.23 ERA. His next pitch to Severino misses for a ball, 1-1. Now the pitch is up and in. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Now the pitch swung on and bounced up the third baseline off the mound. Diaz, he picks it up and throws to first in time for the out. And Severino is retired. Pitch to McCoy on its way, and this is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the count goes to 2-0. There's ball three on a pitch down low. So 3-0 the count to McCoy. And there's ball four. So a four-pitch walk for McCoy, and the Rainiers have a man on with one out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty's 1-for-2 with a homer. And And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. I'm sitting here perplexed on this ball that Severino grounded out on to the pitcher. Diaz, who's a lefty, picked up the ball. Well, he took his glove off his right hand and picked up the ball with his right hand and threw right-handed to first base to get the out, which was a better angle on the ball hit to the third baseline. Easier to pick it up right-handed and turn and throw that way. He must be ambidextrous. So here's one down and in for a ball to Haggerty. One ball, two strikes. I don't know if we can get a replay of that again on MILB TV. They showed it once, but I wasn't locked in on it at that time. Now the 1-2 pitch to Haggerty is down low. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count. And Diaz with the pitch. And it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 2-2 to Haggerty. Two coming from Diaz. And it's a swing and a foul tip. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Runner at first in the bottom of the fifth. Diaz is set. And his pitch is inside, ball three to Haggerty. Now this pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Haggerty, and there is the second out in the bottom of the fifth inning. So two down. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. He's 1-for-2 with an infield single. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike, going 1 the count. Swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Right here's that an ambidextrous pitcher for a little bit. Pat Venditti, who actually pitched with both arms. He threw right-handed and left-handed and switched from batter to batter. He was here in 2016. Time called prior to that pitch to Marlowe. Here's the 0-2 now, and it is swung on and fouled at the plate still. No balls, two strikes. O-2 coming again to Marlowe. And this is a called strike three, and Marlowe's going to challenge. He thought it was inside, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what the computer has to say. And the computer says, it just did scrape the bottom of the zone for a called strike three. So the Red Ears lose the challenge, and Marlowe has struck out. That wraps up the bottom of the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive.
your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. Salt Lake leading the Rainiers 11-1. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Blake Wyman, is in from the bullpen, and the lefty takes over for Ryan O'Ryan, who went 2 1/3, allowed 2 hits and 1 run. He walked 2, struck out 2. So Wyman's first pitch to Murphy is bounced right to the second baseman McCoy, who fields it and makes a little toss to first for the out. One pitch, one out at the top of the sixth inning. And now Padlo will be the batter. Wyman's 1-3 with a 5.35 ERA. This is his 28th appearance of the season for Tacoma. The lefty in his first year with the Rainiers. He's from the state of Colorado, Littleton, Colorado. And now here's his pitch to Padlo, and it's down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wyman's been kind of a hot hand out of the bullpen recently. Hasn't allowed a run in his last 5 appearances. Now the pitch to Padlo is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. So the 2-0 coming. And this one misses ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Rio to Padlo, in there for a strike. It's 3-1. And this next pitch is in there for a called strike. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Couple of left-hand hitters follow Padlo in the Salt Lake lineup. Wyman now with the payoff pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left. And in on the ball is Marlowe, and he makes the catch, and 2 men are out in the top of the sixth inning. Now Jared Walsh will be the batter. Walsh has walked twice and lined out, 0-for-1 with 2 runs scored. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield, and Shiner is calling for it, and he makes the catch on the infield grass, and that does it for Salt Lake at the top of the sixth inning, a 3-up, 3-down inning for Blake Wyman. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. Right here's a send. D.D. Gregorius, Taylor Trammell, and Jake Shiner to the plate this inning. And the pitch to Gregorius from Jonathan Diaz is in there for a strike. Next delivery, check swing, and he went around for a strike. 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now. And it's grounded to the right side, and that's fielded there by Murphy, and he throws out Gregorius, and one man is out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. We'll take a look at our Mariners Farm Report. Double-A Springfield having a great season, and they won again yesterday, Double-A Arkansas. 22 games over 500. As they are 48-26 on the year. They played Springfield last night. So there's a pitch that misses for a ball to Trammell. A veteran infielder there named Riley Unroe had 3 hits and scored 4 runs yesterday, drove in a pair. So here's a bouncer down the first baseline, foul. And the count's 1-1 to Trammell. As a pitching star for the Mariners, Everett Aquasox affiliate yesterday in a 5-0 shutout of Eugene. Starting pitcher Jimmy Joyce tossed 5 scoreless innings for the Mariners advanced Class A team. He struck out 10 and walked only 1. This pitch to Trammell is in there for a strike. And then the Aquasox relievers kept striking guys out, and they had 4 pitchers combined to strike out 17 in a 9-inning game yesterday. Now Trammell pulls a foul down the first baseline. Outfielder Victor Labrada had 3 hits and scored 2 runs for Everett yesterday. Well, 1-2 to Trammell. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 3. 2 down in the sixth inning. And now Jake Shiner is the bat. And at low A, Modesto, one of the rising prospects in the Mariners organization, Gabriel Gonzalez, had another big game yesterday. The 19-year-old right fielder had 2 hits. Hit his 7th homer, drove in 3 in a 9-8 victory on the road at San Jose. Gets the Giants affiliate. There's one outside to Shiner. And Gabriel Gonzalez hitting .348, 7 homers, 52 runs batted in for the Mariners' Modesto affiliate. Next pitch in for a strike to Shiner, 1-1 the count. One pitch is high for a ball. 2-1. Now a bouncer to third, fielded by Padlo behind the bag, and his throw across the diamond to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the sixth, and we head now to the seventh inning. It's all Salt Lake. Bees 11, Rainiers 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the seventh inning. It is 11-1. The Salt Lake Bees lead the Red Ears. And Blake Wyman had a quick and easy sixth inning, and he'll stay in the game at least to begin the top of the seventh. Face Levon Soto, Chris Oakey, and Brett Phillips. And the first pitch to Soto is blooped out into left field, and this will carry out to Marlowe, who makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the seventh inning. Soto flies to left, and now Chris Oakey will be the batter. Oakey is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, an RBI, 2 runs scored. And the pitch is in there for a strike. If you joined us late, well, that's probably for the best. Salt Lake scored 1 run in the first, 3 in the second, and 7 in the third. And that's the story of this game. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count to Oakey. Wyman with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. We'll run through some major league scores now. We're going to have a shorter post-game show than usual, and we're going to pass on the major league scoreboard in the post-game show. We'll do it as the game winds down, as there's a swing and a foul. There are a bunch of finals already in the big leagues today, including the top two teams in the AL West, the Astros and Rangers. They played a wild one in a day game today in Arlington. So now the 1-2 pitch to Oakey, down low, 2-2. The Astros were ahead 10-2 in the fourth inning and blew the lead, and they were trailing 11-10 going to the ninth. And then they won the game with a rally in the ninth. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Oakey. And there's the second out here at the top of the seventh inning. Wyman just blew him away with a heater. And now Brett Phillips will be the batter. Astros got two in the ninth on back-to-back RBI doubles by Jose Abreu and Chaz McCormick. And they beat Texas 12-11. And they won that series and pulled within three games of the first-place Rangers. Sears one up and in to Phillips. Big series in the AL East going on between the Orioles and Yankees. So 1-0 is outside. And the Yankees took today's game. It was tied 3-3 at the bottom of the eighth, and Harrison Bader for the Yankees hit a three-run homer to break the tie, and the Yankees won by that score of 6-3. 2-0 to Phillips. In there for a strike, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Phillips. Wyman with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even 2-2. Two-two pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate, almost held onto by Severino. Another AL game, the Twins beat the Royals 8-4. It was a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the eighth, and the Twins scored five runs. Carlos Correa had four hits for Minnesota today. They would love to see him heat up. 2-2 pitch is fouled away. Correa went through all that offseason drama with the free agency and the announced signings and then the failed physicals, and he finally ended up back with the Twins, and he's been healthy, but not hitting. Well, maybe he's getting started now. Four hits today. 2-2 pitch is lined into right field. A base hit for Phillips, his third hit of this game. A two-out single to right. And now Jordan Adams will be the batter. So Phillips lines the single to right field. And here comes Jordan Adams, who is 1-for-4 with an infield single. A run scored and an RBI. Wyman with the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Braves won their ninth in a row today. They beat the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland 4-2. So now the 1-0 is lined to left, and that's going to get down for a hit and shoot through to the fence. Marlowe chasing it down. Phillips is coming to third. They'll stop him there, and in at second base with a double is Jordan Adams. And Salt Lake has runners at second and third with two outs for Trey Cabbage. Cabbage 1-for-4 with a three-run homer back in the third inning. Good battle here for Wyman in a left-versus-left situation to face one of the most productive left-hand hitters in the PCL this year in Cabbage. And the pitch is swung on, grounded right to second. Scooped up by McCoy, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. So Wyman works another scoreless frame, and no runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch in Tacoma. Our score, Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
Business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. And Adam Engel, Zach Deloach, and Pedro Severino will bat this inning against Jonathan Diaz, who has pitched two scoreless innings so far. Engel stands in the batter's box, and the pitch is taken up high and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and this is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch outside, two balls, one strike. More finals in the big leagues today. Milwaukee hosting the Cubs. Now the 2-1 pitch inside, ball three to Engel. And the Brewers just added Jamai Jones. Now the pitch is outside, ball four. Leadoff walk for Engel to get things started in the seventh inning. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Jamai Jones was with Oklahoma City and one of the stars of their first half title run, and would have been the PCL All-Star second baseman if there was a AAA All-Star game this year, but there's not. And he had not been called up by the Dodgers this year. Here's a fly to center field, and Adams is there, and he makes the catch, and Deloach is out. And now Severino will be the batter. So Jones had an out in his contract. He could become a free agent on July 1st if he was not in the big leagues with the Dodgers, and he decided to go for it and became a free agent. The Brewers immediately signed him and called him up to the big leagues. So smart play by Jones. And he had a huge hit today, as now there's a swing and a fly to right off the bat of Severino, and that's caught by Adele for the second out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jones hit a pinch hit three-run double in the seventh to lead the Brewers to an 8-6 victory over the Cubs. It was Jones' first appearance in the big leagues since 2021. And he had what essentially was the game-winning hit for the Brew Crew. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and he takes a strike. Also in the National League, Joey Votto hit a two-run homer, and the Reds beat the Nationals 3-2. The Reds have continued their run of success. Good story there with the youth movement. And then, of course, Votto, the elder statesman, who's an entertaining character. So here's one down low to McCoy, 1-1. Votto had actually been in a slump prior to his decisive two-run homer today. There's the 1-1 pitch to McCoy, and this is inside for a ball. And the Marlins had another of their comeback wins. They lead the majors in comeback wins. They were down 4-2 at home to St. Louis. They came back and won it 5-4. Nick Fortes with the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh inning. So here's one down low to McCoy. Three balls, one strike. Next pitch coming from Diaz. is swung on and hit in the air to center field. Adams moves over a few steps and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Right, we go to the eighth inning, and it is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. Mariners bring in Diego Castillo to work the top of the eighth. Blake Wyman, another scoreless outing for the Red Ears. He's been on a roll. Two scoreless today, allowed two hits, no walks, one strikeout for Wyman. He's found a groove. Here's Diego Castillo's first pitch to Joe Adell, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1. Castillo 4-1 with a 5.18 ERA. This is his 20th appearance since joining Tacoma. And Castillo, yeah, with the 0-1 pitch. And this is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 coming to Adell, and it is over for a strike. What a two now. So what a 2-2 Adell. Pitch is fouled away. Still 1-2 to Adell. Mariners and Giants tied 2-2 in the eighth in San Francisco. They were down 2-1. J.P. Crawford had an RBI single to even it up. Now the 1-2 pitch is grounded to short. That's fielded by Gregorius, and he throws out Adell at first, and one man's gone at the top of the eighth inning. So Castillo gets Joe Adell to ground out to shortstop. And now Daniel Murphy is the bat. Mariners had a good start tonight from Brian Wu, who continues to throw the ball well. Rookie right-hander up from AA Arkansas. Now the 1-1 pitch outside to Murphy for a ball. One-oh pitch coming from Castillo, and this is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Fire! Now a check swing, and he went around. That's strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Murphy, who calls timeout for a moment. Now Castillo with a 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is down low. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And Castillo with the pitch, and this is down and in, and Murphy was able to hold up his swing. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Kevin Padlo on deck for the Bees. Payoff pitch coming. And it's fouled into the suite right next to my booth. Enjoy your souvenir over there, guys. Still 3-2 to Daniel Murphy. And the pitch is bounced to the left of the mound. Castillo off the hill has it, and he throws out Murphy. And there is the second out of the inning. So Daniel Murphy chops one back to the pitcher. Castillo coming off the hill to field it nicely. And then he calmly turns and throws to first. So Padlo now the batter. He's 0-for-3 with a walk. Parent club of the Bees, the Angels trailing at San Diego tonight, 5-2 in the sixth inning. Now the pitch is in there for a strike to Padlo. Now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. There's also a game going on right now at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers lead the Pirates 3-1 in the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Bounced foul on the third base side. 1-2. Castillo's been 94-95 with his fastball here tonight. Veteran right-hander. Now the 1-2 is on its way to Padlo. And it's a fastball just outside. Two balls, two strikes. Castillo is hoping to get a strike called on that one. Now the 2-2 is a slider away. Ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Castillo into his motion. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Padlo. Diego Castillo retires the side in order in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It remains Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. And top of the order coming up for the Red Ears, Haggerty, Marlowe, and Gregorius. Red Ears with three hits in this game, all of them in the first inning. They haven't had a hit since then. When Sam Haggerty led off the bottom of the first inning with a homer, he tied the game 1-1. And as far as the Rainiers offense is concerned, that was the last Rainiers highlight of this game. Still a chance, though, to score some runs here in the late innings today. That's something the Rainiers have been good at, by the way, this year, as here's a pitch inside to Haggerty. This team has a tendency to make games close in the late innings, even when they're way behind. Here's the pitch to Haggerty. Hits it hard off the glove of Walsh and into right field. And Haggerty is aboard to lead off the bottom of the eighth. So Sam Haggerty has the Red Ears' fourth hit of the game, a rocket to the right side. Walsh did get a little leather on it, but it shot past him and went into right field. Haggerty with his second hit today. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe is 1-for-3 with an infield single so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now Marlowe pulls one to right. Moving towards the line is Adele, and he's there to make the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the eighth. Well, taking a look here, Haggerty's leadoff homer in the first inning was Tacoma's third leadoff homer in the first inning this year. First one to occur, however, here at home. The Rainiers' other two leadoff homers this year, we're on the road, one in Reno that Taylor Trammell hit, and one in El Paso that Mason McCoy hit. So here's one up high for a ball to Gregorius. Gregorius is 1-for-2 tonight. He singled in the first inning. He's also been hit by a pitch. Eric Torres with the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. One and one. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Tomorrow's game in Reno will be at 6:35. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream. And now the next pitch is up high for a ball. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma tomorrow against the Reno right-hander Bryce Jarvis, former Diamondbacks first-round draft pick in 2020. 3-1 pitch to Gregorius is fouled out of play, and now it's a full count, 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch to Gregorius is swung on and popped up into shallow right field. In comes Adele, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Taylor Now having a rough one, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. He'll try to save his game individually here with this at bat in the 8th, and he takes the first pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty at first with 2 outs in the 8th, 11-1 is our score. Next pitch up and in for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Almost hit Trammell. Now the 2-0 is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike to Trammell. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 3-1. Now the 3-1 is fouled off out of play on the third base side. Full count, 3-2. Now the pitch is outside, ball 4, and Trammell draws the walk. So he heads down to first, Haggerty takes second, and the Red Ears have 2 on for Jake Shiner. Shiner's 0 for 3 today. Here's the pitch, and it is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count to Shiner. And the pitch runs inside for a ball, 2-0. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. Two on delivery. Inside, ball 3. So Shiner well out ahead of the count here with 2 on and 2 out at the bottom of the 8th. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. And Adams and Adele are in the area. And Adams, the center fielder, makes the catch on the warning track for the final out in the bottom of the 8th inning. Right here's at least got a couple of base runners, but they do not score. They had a hit. They leave 2 stranded. We go to the 9th. It's Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
one of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. And the Red Deers have a new pitcher. And when I say new pitcher, I mean new pitcher. Zach DeLoach, who is the Red Deers outfielder, is now going to pitch for the first time in his professional career. And his first pitch to Jared Walsh is popped up to the second baseman, McCoy. One pitch, one out. DeLoach gets Walsh to pop up. The first pitch he throws in a game as a pro. And just taking a look here, I don't believe he pitched in college either at Texas A&M. So DeLoach on the hill. And he's just lobbing it in there. And he lobs one low to Levon Soto, ball one. Now DeLoach with his next pitch, and this one is high. Well, the Red Deers bullpen in this game has gone 5 2/3 innings, allowing just one run. DeLoach has pressure on him to continue that. Oh, this one's high, ball three. 3-0 to Soto, who's looking like he's trying to walk against a position player, and he does. He takes his walk. Go ahead and enjoy that. Head down to first, and now Chris Oakey will be the batter. When the opposing team brings in a pitcher, a position player to pitch, and he's just lobbing it in there, your role as a hitter is to swing the bat. Now the pitch to Oakey, who understands the assignment. He pops it up, foul, and caught by Severino right by the screen, and there's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. So Oakey fouls out, two down, and now Brett Phillips comes to the plate. Phillips is 3-for-4 with three singles in this game. He'll be swinging the bat. He's looking for a four-hit game. And the pitch is, taken for a strike, 0-1. Phillips smiles and nods. All right. Now the next pitch coming from DeLoach. And this is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. Phillips taking pitches and he's behind the count 1-2. And this one is swung on and fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Deers have Engel, DeLoach, and Severino coming to the plate. Now the pitch is up high. And this next one is swung on and pulled foul. Still 2-2. The automated system that calls the balls and strikes and also identifies the pitches and the gives the velocity and all that. And here's a bouncer foul. They have Deloach throwing. He's lobbing it up there, but according to the automated system, he's throwing curveballs and sliders. And no, he's lobbing it in there. Now the pitch is ball three, 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch misses for ball four. So Phillips heads to first, Soto takes second. And now Jordan Adams is the batter. And the pitch is lobbed inside for a ball, 1-0. Next one from Deloach, inside, ball two. And there's a strike, 2-1. Mariners have scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning in San Francisco and taken a 5-2 lead. And they're still batting. Here's a swing and a fly to right, and Taylor Trammell's out there, and he makes the catch, and the inning's over. Salt Lake does not score in the top of the 9th. No runs, hits, or errors. 2 runners left. We go to the bottom of the 9th inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1.
I think that Lakeland Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Lake Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lakedentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the 9th inning. It is Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 1. New pitcher in for the Bees. It is right-hander Andrew Wance. So Wance in from the pen. And Wance in his 10th AAA appearance of the year. No record of 4.22 ERA. He's spent more time in the big leagues than in AAA so far this season. He'll face Adam Engel, Zach Deloach, and Pedro Severino. Engel's 0-for-2 with a walk in this one, and Wance's pitch is swung on and driven to left field. Back it goes, and it's gone, and the Rainiers fans have something to cheer about. It's been a long time coming. Adam Engel pulls one out of here for his 3rd home run as a member of the Rainiers, his 5th of the year overall, and that makes it 11-2. So Engel launches the first pitch from Wance out of here to left field. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach 0 for 3 in this game. But this is his first at bat as a pitcher, and he takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Congrats to DeLoach, by the way, who now has a career ERA of 0. Next pitch, grounded into right field, a base hit for DeLoach. So he singles, and the Red Ears have their sixth hit of the game. And now Pedro Severino is the batter. Severino 0 for 2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is popped up, foul, and playable for Oki, the catcher who makes the play, and Severino is out, one away in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's 0 for 2 with a walk this evening. Now this pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 to McCoy. Mariners tacked on one more run in the ninth, so they are taking a 6-2 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning in San Francisco. It was 2-2 going to the ninth. There's a foul back by McCoy. They loaded up the bases with no one out. J.P. Crawford hit a sack fly to give him the lead. And then Julio hit a two-run double. And then they scored one more run. I didn't see how that one crossed. Now the 1-1 pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, fouled back, and the count's even now, 2-2. Tonight's attendance, 7,371, biggest crowd of the year for the Red Ears in a home game this season. Sellout overflow crowd here at Cheney. Attendance has been great this season. Fans have really supported the club. Two balls, two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is low and away, ball three. Payoff pitch, check swing on a slider. He went around that strike three, and two men are gone in the ninth. Red Ears are down to their last out. Sam Haggerty will bat for his fifth time. He's 2-for-4 with a homer and a single. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0 to Haggerty. Now the next delivery is fouled at the plate. Counts even, 1-1. 1-1 offering from Wance to Haggerty, and it is up and away for a ball. 2-1. Now here's a chopper to first. That's fielded by Walsh, and he takes it to the first base bag. And that's the ball game. Haggerty bounces out. And the Raiders drop this one 11-2, the final score in a game that was over quite early tonight. Salt Lake jumped all over the Raiders in the first three innings. And this one was decided very early on this evening. The fans are going to get to see a tremendous fireworks show shortly. The Raiders end up splitting this series with Salt Lake, 3 games apiece. And now it's on to Reno for a 6-game series against the Aces that starts with tomorrow's game at 6:35 p.m. We'll recap this in a truncated version of the Tacoma Raiders postgame show coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 11-2, the final score tonight, and this one was over early. The teams they exchanged homers in the first. Jose Rodriguez started on the mound for the Raiders. He struck out the first two batters, but then Joe Adell hit an opposite field home run, his 23rd of the year, and Salt Lake was up. But at the bottom of the first, Sam Haggerty leading off against the Bees' Jake Kalish. He roped a homer to left center field to tie it up 1-1. The Raiders then had a base hit from Marlowe, who stole second, but he was thrown out at home plate on T.T. Gregorius' single to left field. Brett Phillips with a perfect throw to get him at the plate. And we went to the second inning with the score tied 1-1. In the second inning, Rodriguez started walking people. He walked the bases loaded with one out. Brett Phillips hit an RBI single. That made it 2-1. And then Jordan Adams hit what looked like it might be a double play, one hopper to short, but it went off the glove of shortstop D.D. Gregorius. 2 runs scored on the play. It was 4-1. We moved on to the third, and this is when things got out of hand. Joe Adell led off with a single. Murphy doubled him to third with one out. Walsh walked to load the bases, and then Levon Soto cleared him with a 3-run double, and that made it 7-1. Then Chris Oakey singled in a run to make it 8-1. Phillips made an out for out number two, but Jordan Adams reached on an infield single, putting runners at first and third. The Raiders went to the bullpen, brought in Ryder Ryan to face Trey Cabbage, and Cabbage hit Ryan's very first pitch way out of here to right field for a 3-run homer, making it a 7-run rally for Salt Lake in the top of the third and giving them an 11-1 lead. And yeah, that was pretty much the ball game. Raiders didn't even get another hit until the eighth when Haggerty singled. In the ninth, Adam Engel hit a solo homer, but Salt Lake takes it 11-2 is the final score. For Salt Lake, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left eight on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Jonathan Diaz. He is 6-0. Loss goes to Jose Rodriguez. He's 1-6. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 50 minutes. The attendance, 7,371. With the win, Salt Lake is 40-40 on the year. The Red Ears are back under 500 at 40-41. Both teams 3-3 in second half play. The Bees head home. They host Sacramento tomorrow. The Red Ears are hitting the road to Reno. Tomorrow's game at 6:35. Connor Wade against Bryce Jarvis. We'll be back with a little more on the Red Ears postgame show after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Salt Lake takes down Tacoma, 11-2, the final score in this one. Hard to overcome an 11-1 deficit in the third inning, and the Red Ears certainly didn't do that today. Salt Lake wins the final two games of this series to salvage a split of the six-game series. So the Red Ears will try their luck on the road in Reno tomorrow. Reno has already played tonight. They won at Sacramento 7-0 as they got another gem from Slade Ciccone, who's been pitching well recently. So Reno winning tonight at Sacramento. They'll have a little bus ride home and host the Red Ears tomorrow. Also at the PCL, Albuquerque outlasted El Paso 11-10. Oklahoma City improved to 5-1 in the second half, matching Albuquerque. They defeated Sugarland 5-2. Round Rock leads Las Vegas 10-7 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Vegas. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow's game's at 6:35. Connor Wade against Bryce Jarvis. We'll start the pregame show up at 6:25. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Fireworks are going to start here at Cheney pretty soon, so we'll wrap things up. Talk to you tomorrow night from Reno. Once again, our final score today, Salt Lake 11, Tacoma 2. Have a great rest of your night and have a great 4th of July holiday tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.